Good evening, everybody. These are very busy months, weeks, and days for me. For the last few years, in fact, they have been this way. There simply aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done. But I'm not the only one. Everyone is busy. I don't know how, especially those of you who are parents, do it. I don't know how you balance home, work, children, family, school, and so much more. Really, how do you do it? My focus, though, is just a little different. Besides all you and I do, what is at the core? What is at the core? When all is said and done, what remains at the center of our being and existence? In my reflection today, I would like to focus on the core of human and Christian existence. The gospel reading is particularly helpful in this. Once more, just like in the last few weeks, the first and gospel readings are about bread. However, in today's gospel reading, the conversation between Jesus and his hearers has shifted from where can we buy enough food for them to eat? Jesus elevates the conversation to, I am the bread that came down from heaven. So notice the transition. But the people found it difficult to comprehend Jesus' transition from bread to bread come down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father and mother? Then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus was leading people to the deeper questions that human beings must pose to themselves. Jesus was leading the people to discover their core pursuit, What are you really about? But their thoughts were embroiled in mundane realities. How can we not find ourselves in the same place? So let me offer a reflection on this question and on the core of human life and existence. And I offer this reflection in 3 points. First, bread is life. At the very outset, I have to say this again. Bread is life. Folks, hunger kills. Close to 300 million people die from hunger. Just imagine, there's no food to eat. Hunger. And Jesus understood this well. His bread of life teaching began with Jesus caring for hungry people. The miracle of the multiplication of loaves was not merely a ploy that Jesus employed to compel people to think about the bread of life. Jesus was truly and genuinely concerned about hunger and hungry people. In fact, in the only prayer that Jesus taught us, he taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We also see this in today's first reading. Elijah was ready to give up on life. Elisha was ready to give up on life. Twice in today's first reading, an angel provides him food and water to strengthen him so that he could make the 40 day and 40 nights journey to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. But without the bread and water, he couldn't make it. God does not expect human beings to survive without food. Yet, Bread is also used as an analogy to help understand the centrality of God in human life. In the desert, when the devil came to Jesus and asked Jesus to change stone into bread, Jesus said, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Again, in the story of the Samaritan woman, when the disciples returned with food and urged Jesus to eat, he said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me." In last Sunday's gospel reading, Jesus said, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life." And continuing with that theme in today's gospel reading, Jesus contrasts manna that God gave to the Israelites in the desert and the bread that he gives, which leads people to eternity. So let me be clear then that the Bible and Jesus are not anti-bread. On the contrary, God feeds his people manna in the desert to deal with their physical hunger. And Jesus fed the hungry during his time. However, and here's the key, however, if our reflection ends there, then we have a problem. So let me take us from the bread to the bread of life. As I said earlier, Jesus' bread of life discourse begins with the multiplication of loaves and ends with the bread come down from heaven. Jesus invites his listeners to make this transition from bread to the bread of life, this transition. Jesus invites us to realize that as important bread is for earthly life, when it comes to life's central pursuit, we cannot stop at bread. In other words, folks, it's not wrong to seek to be happy, to be secure, to be painless, to be healthy, to even be wealthy. However, the danger is that we can make these things our central pursuit. We constantly run into the danger of making our career, our financial security, or even our own self, our central pursuit. Now, what is the point if we gain all these things but lose ourselves? What's the point? In today's gospel reading, Jesus was telling the people of his time and is telling us today that something far deeper, more meaningful, more eternal needs to be at the core of our being and our existence. Today's scripture is inviting us to bring God and Christ to the very center of our being. Many people say, "God is first in my life." Don't put God first in your life, because there will be days when God will be second and something else will be first. Keep God at the center. Every human person must transition from bread to the bread come down from heaven. Because if we don't, then we risk losing ourselves and eternity. So my third point. From my own personal experience, I know how easy it is to lose track of the core of my being. And this is why I began my homily about being so busy. I can be so busy that I can lose touch with what is at the core. For this reason, I have made my soul my central focus. Let me explain. For me, at my core is a soul striving to be in union with my Creator. So, when I'm hungry, my body says, "I need food." Have you ever thought about the appetite of your soul? What is your soul hungry for? My central pursuit is to ensure that my union that my soul needs with God is not only alive but strong. And all the work that I do can only be an expression of my union with God. My work is not my central pursuit. That's the expression of my central pursuit. If I lose this union with God, if my soul loses its connection with God, if my soul cannot find its center in the God that created it, if Christ is not at the core of my being and existence, then no matter how much work I do and no matter how well I do it, I am lost. No matter how busy I get, I strive not to lose track of my soul. So, take something with you for today. And if you take nothing else from this homily, just take this with you. As you perceive it, what is your central pursuit these days? If you're too busy working so that there is no time to pray, to keep the Lord's Day holy, or if your human concerns are overtaking you that your spirituality gets left on the sidelines, or if you find yourself empty at the core of your being, then it's time to consciously bring Christ to the center. Folks, Jesus is the bread come down from heaven. And I think for us Catholics particularly, who can believe that this bread and wine is actually the body of Christ, it is such a real sacramental thing, right? We don't have to work this out in our head. Like today in this Mass, in this communion, as we receive Christ in our hands, we can say, yes, yes, you are my central pursuit. And Jesus says, what I give to you is not just food, it's my flesh for the life of the world. How fortunate for us as Catholics that we can have this. So today, let us not merely celebrate this Eucharist. Did you go for Mass? Yes, I went for Mass. Let us not just merely receive Christ. Let's do more. Let's go a step further and bring Christ to the very core of our being and existence. And yes, one more thing. As you do so, don't forget the hungry. People of God said,